What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome humans. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching distractions and rewiring your brain for focus in a world that's constantly yelling at you to look at a screen. Ever feel like your phone has become your overbearing roommate? You know, the one who constantly demands attention and leaves crumbs of anxiety all over your perfectly organized mental space. Well, let me tell you, I get it. We live in an age where social media is king, and sometimes it feels like we're caught in a never-ending scroll fest. But fear not. Today, we're tackling my personal journey with social media burnout, a tale of epic scrolling sprees, digital detox experiments, and the rediscovery of joy beyond the blue light. Buckle up, because this one's gonna be a wild ride filled with honesty, humor, and actionable tips to reclaim your time and attention. Here's the thing about social media, it can be amazing. It connects us, informs us, and sometimes even makes us laugh out loud. But when you're constantly comparing yourself to curated highlight reels, feeling pressure to project a perfect image, or just getting sucked into an endless vortex of information overload, it can start to feel less like a tool and more like a tyrannical overlord demanding your every waking moment. Trust me, I've been there. I used to be that person who religiously checked their notifications every 5 minutes, feeling a sense of dread if my phone was even out of sight. Sound familiar? So, what are the biggest takeaways from my social media detox adventures? Well, first things first. Recognize the signs. Are you constantly checking your phone, even when there's nothing important to see? Do you feel anxious or irritable when you're not online? Do you spend hours scrolling mindlessly through feeds, only to feel empty and uninspired afterward? If you answered yes to any of these, then congrats, you've officially entered the realm of social media burnout. Next up. Set boundaries. You are in control of your digital life, not the other way around. Try scheduling specific times for checking social media, like once in the morning and once in the evening. And seriously consider turning off those pesky notifications. Remember, silence is golden, especially when it comes to your phone buzzing incessantly with every little update. Another game changer? Find alternative sources of joy and connection. Rediscover the magic of reading a good book, spending time in nature, or catching up with loved ones face to face. Trust me, real life interactions have a way of filling you up in a way that endless scrolling never can. And finally, be kind to yourself. This isn't about becoming a social media hermit or judging everyone who uses these platforms. It's about finding a healthy balance that works for you and prioritizing your well-being. Remember, taking breaks, setting boundaries, and nurturing real-life connections are not acts of weakness, they're signs of strength and self-awareness. Let me tell you a story. I was on a trip to Bali last year, surrounded by lush rice paddies, stunning beaches, and vibrant local culture. But instead of truly soaking it all in, I found myself glued to my phone, comparing my experience to filtered photos on Instagram and feeling strangely disconnected from the beauty around me. It was a wake-up call. That's when I decided to embark on a full digital detox for a week. No scrolling, no checking emails, no constant notifications. Just pure, uninterrupted time to connect with myself, the environment, and the incredible people I was traveling with. And guess what? It was life-changing. I rediscovered the joy of simply being present, appreciating the little moments, and having meaningful conversations without the distraction of my phone. It's all about finding the sweet spot. Connecting with others online can be fantastic, but it shouldn't come at the expense of your mental well-being and real-life experiences. Remember, you are capable of taking control of your digital life and creating a more fulfilling and balanced existence. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, put down that phone if only for a few minutes, and start reclaiming your time, attention, and joy. And remember, if you need support or inspiration along the way, know that you're not alone. We're all in this together. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Use the hashtag #unfollowedpodcast and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay focused, stay grounded, and remember, you are awesome just the way you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.